It's here and now, and it's now official. Texas Governor Rick Perry signed a new law yesterday that bans abortions after 20 weeks and increases requirements for clinics and doctors that provide abortions. That could close most of the state's abortion clinics. Clinics have a little more than a year to complete an expensive upgrade to ambulatory surgical centers, mini hospitals, or close. Supporters of the law say it will ensure high-quality care for women and fetuses. Critics say it will force as many as 37 of the state's 42 clinics to shut down, robbing women in rural and poor areas of care. But that's already happening. Joy Diaz from the Here and Now Contributing Network station KUT traveled to Laredo, Texas, a border town where women haven't had access to abortion clinics for years. She found right across the border, those who supply abortion-inducing drugs are bracing for a business boom.
Laredo is a mostly Hispanic, mostly Catholic city on the U.S. side with Mexico's border with Texas. Statues of saints dot the cityscape. There are no Planned Parenthood or women's clinics in Laredo, but there are plenty of obstetricians and gynecologists. I met a young woman in the waiting room of one doctor's office.
Me llamo Priscila Carrizales y tengo 26 años.
Priscila Carrizales is 26. She looks like a spruced-up college student. Jeans, short shorts, long-sleeved shoulderless shirt, designer purse and high-heeled shoes. She constantly bit her manicured nails. She told me she was stressed out.
Porque me acabo de dar cuenta de que estoy embarazada.
Because I just found out that I'm pregnant, and it's just not the best thing for me.
Y no es muy buena noticia para mí.
Julio García sits by Carrizales' side. García is a 37-year-old former Cuban soccer player turned businessman. He's also the baby's father. He loves the idea of having a child. He's never had children, not even with his partner. But Carrizales is not his partner. That's why she wants to have an abortion. The couple begins to argue.
No lo voy a tener. Las compas en Laredo te las tomas, ¿ya?
Priscila tells Julio she'll go across the border into Mexico to Nuevo Laredo and buy some pills to induce an abortion.
No, yo te hablé, pues para que pagues lo que tienes que pagar.
It's not uncommon for women from Texas to cross the border into Nuevo Laredo, Mexico to end their pregnancies. Businesses in Mexican border towns eagerly market abortion drugs.
Ahora, en Nuevo Laredo.
Just past the first checkpoint into Mexico, pharmacies and doctors' offices line both sides of an entire street. Huge speakers blast pre-recorded messages advertising doctors' visits for under $3. Salespeople dressed like nurses walk the streets, ushering tourists into the pharmacies. I am looking for the drug Citotec. Used to induce labor in the U.S., it's sold as an abortion pill here. Come on in, says one attendant. Yes, we do carry Citotec. Each pill is $10. An entire bottle, $280. A much cheaper option than trying to obtain an abortion in Texas. At another pharmacy, the attendant tells me I can find the pills at a flea market back in Laredo. They purchase large quantities from Mexico, she says. Along the same street is Dr. Celia Gomez's office. She tells me American girls as young as 14 regularly stop by her clinic seeking an abortion.
You can easily tell. They struggle to explain what they want. They go round and round talking until they finally tell you they need help.
Gomez is a Christian who doesn't perform abortions, and she sends the girls away.
The saddest thing is that as soon as they leave my office, they will keep looking for some other doctor, and some are unscrupulous.
Dr. Gomez says some doctors here will do the procedure in small clinics using the bare minimum equipment. She's expecting the traffic will increase for two reasons. With a decrease of drug-related violence in Mexico, Americans feel safer coming into the country. And two, the new Texas abortion restrictions go into effect in 90 days. That's why Texas Senator Judith Zaffarini opposed Texas's new abortion law. Zaffarini is a Catholic and has never supported abortion, but she says the new Texas law that mandates that clinics do more than just perform abortions, that they must upgrade to ambulatory medical centers or mini hospitals, will force 37 of the state's existing 42 clinics to shut down.
the ambulatory surgical centers require wider halls. What does that have to do with performing an abortion or providing mammographies or pap smears?
Because Texas has the highest percentage of people without health insurance in the U.S., Texas officials fear the state doesn't have the resources to absorb all the patients who could end up without abortion services when the clinics shut down. Dr. Hector Gonzalez heads the Laredo Health Department.
In Laredo, we're the only Title X public health provider. We traditionally saw about 400 women for family planning and women's health. Last year, we saw 1,500 patients.
Dr. Gonzalez says some of the women sought treatment for complications from obtaining black market abortions. Most, he says, cannot afford the expense of traveling to other parts of Texas for legitimate care. Opponents of the new Texas abortion legislation are promising to continue their fight in court, where similar laws in other states have been declared in violation of the U.S. Constitution. For Here and Now, I'm Joy Diaz in Laredo, Texas.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.